Talk of the Bay on K-Squid KSQD Santa Cruz. I'm your host, Rachel Ann Goodman, and it is election season. Nothing gets people's attention more than local ordinances, and there's always some each year that catch everybody's attention. Last time it was the rail trail that had everybody talking, and it went down Measure D in flames. You never know how it's going to go, though, these hotly contested races. And the one we're going to talk about with pro and con today is Measure O. And I'm going to read what Measure O says on the ballot. And then we're going to hear from two people on both sides who are both people I respect highly and are good friends of mine, Lisa Ekstrom and Don Lane. And we're going to talk about the pros and cons of Measure O. If you're a voter out in the county, you can only watch with amused apprehension or anything in that range. But it does affect you in the sense that it does concern the downtown library, which if you're like me and you live out in the county, there's no library out there. So this is the one you use. So it does affect you. Or if you're like me and you live in a rural area and you come to Santa Cruz, the things happen here affect you too. So I hope you'll find this interesting, this next hour we're devoting. We will be taking your input on text. So if you'd like to text your questions, we'll take those as the show goes on. I'll try to get to as many of them as I can. And the way to do that is text, not call, 900-5773, and that's in the 831 area code. But wait till the show's underway, so you might want to respond to what is being said. So here's what the ballot says. A yes on O vote supports amending the general plan and downtown plan to 1. Prohibit construction of the proposed downtown library and affordable housing project and relocation of the downtown farmers market. 2. Require development of affordable housing on certain downtown city-owned surface parking lots. And 3. Designate the use of surplus parking district revenue for downtown affordable housing development projects, alternative transportation programs for downtown workers, and other non-parking related expenditures. A no vote opposes amending the general plan and downtown plan to 1, do everything I just said. So a no vote basically says no to all of the things I just mentioned. I'm not going to read them again because they're identical to what you just heard. So this has attracted lots of attention, a lot of letters to the editor. So we're just going to start out by asking each of you why you either support or oppose what I just read. And I'll start with Don, and we'll go back and forth. This is less of a debate and more of a discussion, and we look forward to learning more.
Great. Thanks so much, Rachel. I'll start by just saying I think Measure O will be harmful to the community and to downtown, and here's why I think that. One, it stops the moving forward of 124 apartments that will be real, legally bound affordable housing in our downtown. It mandates a smaller, lower quality library. It has poor parking policy because it actually blocks consolidation of parking downtown. It contains 13 pages of city policy that pretty much no one understands clearly, sometimes I think even including the folks who wrote it. And it takes away the ability of the farmers market to decide for itself where it would prefer to be. So those are sort of my top reasons for thinking it's not a good idea.
And Lisa?
Hi, Rachel. Thanks so much for having us. I really appreciate the opportunity to discuss it. It's complicated, and I think that that's why there's been a lot of back and forth and a lot of confusion for a lot of people, too. And I will try to sort of summarize similarly to Don's just now, where I have been following this, the issues around this for some years now pretty closely. I have been in many, many meetings, including the DLAC meetings years ago, where the vast majority of the people present were not only expressing their concerns about taking Measure S money that they had voted for, moving the library to a parking garage and destroying the one that has been in its historical location for about 100 years, I've been in those meetings and I have seen and heard the vast majority of the people with all kinds of concerns and worries that have been really, some of them have been taken on. I do agree with that. But that's actually why we end up here in this position now with Measure O on the ballot, is that for years of the public trying to engage with the city government and get their concerns across and get even other ideas across, that was mostly tried to be swept under the rug. So for me, it has meant a lot of work over the years, coming to this point of having this ballot measure. And so I would say that the proposed mixed-use project on Lot 4 would be dangerous instead to our community and to the future. Well, I would say for a variety of reasons, but two of them are with respect to fiscal responsibility and environmental responsibility. There are many questions that come up every time about this project and where the money is for it, where the money is going to come from, what kind of debt we are going to be saddled with. It's also that model is a long-standing, very 20th century model for cities that has really been discredited. There's a wonderful group called Strong Towns that I really recommend people look into about going with different models for how we get things done in our cities, how we make improvements in our cities that don't involve putting us in decades worth of debt. So that's one thing. And then there's the environmental responsibility.
I want to get to each of these, but I think I want to take them apart and back up a little.
Sure.
Because we have the whole hour, unless I have another coughing fit. Cough drop, please. Water, please, Mr. Program Director. Thank you.